the 22nd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. On Friday, Bedford Borough Council plans to support the important issue of stalking, concluding a week of awareness with a one-hour walk along Bedford's embankment. Today marks the beginning of a National Stalking Awareness Week, with its core focus of joining forces against stalking. The Council's Domestic Abuse and Housing Project Leader Officer Caroline McKechnie-Jarvis said that stalking involves a pattern of persistent and unwanted attention that makes you feel hounded, scared, anxious or harassed. She added that it amounts to criminal behaviour, whether it takes place on or offline. Friday's walk will begin at 11:15am from Borough Hall on Caldwell Street. James Barrett Barnett, a Bedfordshire probationary police officer, has been convicted on sexual assault charges dating back to 2022. The 25-year-old Barrett Barnett, suspended since the initial accusation, admits to his actions but says the interaction was consensual. He will face sentencing on the 31st of May. Universal Destinations and Experiences says that as many as 8,000 jobs could initially be created as a result of the theme park and resort's completion. Another 5,000 construction workers would also need to be employed for the estimated five-year build. UD&E believes an additional 1.5 positions will be created outside the entertainment complex for every role it provides. The project is still in early stages and has not yet been given the go-ahead. Kenilworth Road, home of Luton Town Football Club since 1905, has been immortalised by video game maker Electronic Arts through its EA Sports FC 24 title. Additionally, scans of each team member have also been added to the game, which can be played on most major gaming consoles and computer devices. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.